Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 24th of July of the year 2020, and on this date in 1567, Mary, Queen of Scots, was forced to abdicate her throne in favour of her then one-year-old son, King James VI, initiating the famous song, Baby King, he's a king that does baby things. Classic. Also on this date, 1651, Anthony Johnson, a free African-American, received a grant of 250 acres in Virginia, solving racism once and for all. He promptly went on to own indentured servants and slaves himself, proving that the underlying problem underneath all other social problems is that people are awful. Your guest today on the show is conspiracy theorist and man who once told me that my eyes were like the night sky, full of terrifyingly vast quantities of unfathomable emptiness. Tom Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Speaking of awful people, hello, Alice. Thank you very much. Your eyes look shit now, but when I told you that, they look great.
Well, what love does for us. Coming up today, your top story will be brought to you by Tom Ballard with conspiracy highlights news, an area on which you are the expert. But first,
no, I'm not.
Some headlines of
that's
stories
a lie. That's
we
a,
won't
that's
have
a bullshit
time
lie.
For.
That's a lie. Man, question everything, everybody. Question everything at all times.
But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, with recommendations from experts that suggested shaved faces are an important part of mask protocols, plastic surgery rates among chinless men are expected to skyrocket, particularly with the adoption of mandatory mask wearing in some cities around the world. Melbourne, particularly known for its lavishly bearded gentlemen, has just instituted a $200 fine for the unmasked, and many men who have been using facial hair as a substitute for a weak chin or personality have been lining up for innovative chin implants as an alternative. Trent Blaskinson, head of the Beardy Hipster Barista Union, has said removing the beards of his many bearded baristas will deeply damage coffee sales in Melbourne. You might as well ban top knots and tattoos, he says. How will people know who can make a good latte without these deeply spiritual symbols of our trade? Hmm. How will you know how to buy a good coffee, Tom, in Melbourne if you're not served by a beardy barista?
I don't want to buy a coffee from a guy whose chin I can see. F*** off. That's gross. I don't like it. Will this virus not ruin anything?
That's how they make the frothy milk, isn't it? By whisking it with their chin.
Yes. And that's how the virus spreads, actually. So it's actually probably a good measure from a health point of view.
Meanwhile, the for-profit prison colony on Mars has established itself as an independent state, breaking from its founding fathers, the billionaire conglomerate that first established the outpost. The new nation is yet to announce a name for itself, but has established that its dollar will be based on the sterling stabbing, which is currently the de facto currency in that deeply violent space community. Did you have any money in the Mars prison
colony? Well, obviously. I mean, yeah, my parents bought me those shares, you know, when I was starting out to sort of support me. That's sort of good financial sense. So obviously, yeah, this kind of turmoil is bad news for the markets. Just remind me again, Alice. I mean, I already know, but how exactly does the sterling stabbing work as a currency? Just explain that to me.
Well, it's the same as any fiat currency. There's a certain amount of stabbing that is agglomerated in the vaults, yep. And every other piece of currency is related to the value of an individual stabbing. Okay. It's about one stabbing to $10 is the current exchange rate.
Okay, and if I wanted to pay you...
quarter of a stabbing for cheaper things.
If I wanted to pay you in stabbing, would I have to stab you or would I promise to stab you?
No, more than you'd have to hand me a pound of silver. You know, you just have to give me a piece of paper owing me one stab from the bank, the stab bank, as they call it.
Well, that's what it's called because it's like the money bank. It's what we call that too. And I believe that the new independent colony is planning on floating the stabbing as well in order to let it compete on the international market. Is that right? So it can, or the interplanetary market, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to our space lawyer, Anuvab Pal, for the logistics of how that's going to work, particularly with the, obviously, the time lag between here and Mars influencing trading.
Right.
But yeah, there's that. Meanwhile, Kanye West.
God, it's been a while. Anyway, carry on, yes? What's Kanye up to in this f***ing universe? Is he normal?
Kanye West has missed the deadline to make the presidential ballot in South Carolina the day after holding a rally there in North Charleston. Kanye delivered a lengthy monologue there, touching on topics from abortion and religion to international trade and licensing deals. He also criticized abolitionist Harriet Tubman, one of the most respected figures of 19th century America, in comments that have drawn widespread condemnation, which proves that if you're a famous enough rapper, you can drop both the mic and the ball.
Okay, so just, again, just for my sake, Kanye West is Kanye West, right?
Kanye West is Kanye West, yes.
Kanye West is Kanye West in this and all other dimensions. Very good, carry on.
Kanye West is a universal constant.
Good to know.
In fact, you know, originally on the Mars prison colony, they were suggesting having the sterling West as their unit of currency.
Well, he's reliable, if nothing else, yes.
He goes up and down, though. That's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be the best you can be, but you can try doing it wearing a new hat. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by people so hot you miss a stop on public transport just to keep looking at them. People so hot you miss a stop on public transport just to keep looking at them. You'll never get the courage to ask them for their number, but you'll dream about them for at least 3 nights. It's a great product there. If you've ever left your heater on overnight, you'll know what it feels to wake up feeling like absolute dog shit. Try wearing socks to sleep the next time, you absolute wimp, and leave your heater off. But until then, replenish the vital fluids stolen from you by your own cowardice by drinking half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. Wake and slake.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, conspiracy highlights news brought to you by the conspiracist himself, Mr. Tom Ballard. What's happening in the world of conspiracies right now?
One word, Alice, masks. Or as I like to call them, clammy muzzles, face shackles, gob chains. As coronavirus, which doesn't exist, continues to spread across the globe, which doesn't exist, the secret One World Globalist Clinton Foundation Bill Gates Zaltzman government continues to claim sovereignty over our mouth holes. In the city of Melbourne, in Australia, which doesn't exist, as you mentioned before, wearing face masks in public has now been declared mandatory, effectively turning all of us into reverse gimps. Now, I hate masks, Alice. I've been against masks ever since the 2005 film The Son of the Mask. It wasn't funny then, and it's slightly less funny now. Some of us, though, we're brave enough to speak out against this ridiculous and unnecessary ruling, but we are constantly being silenced by the powers that be, Alice. A friend of mine refused to wear a mask in public. 2 weeks later, she was dead. Coincidence? I think not. It's clear to me that our leaders are in the pocket of the industrial mask complex. They want to take away our yawns, our laughs, our smooches, and our raspberries. And I, for one, refuse to be silenced, particularly by a mask that's over my mouth. I've been saying for months that the coronavirus isn't a problem, and the radical left isn't doing enough to address it. And I think Black Lives Matter has completely failed to do anything about this problem that I don't think exists. They should listen to the science, which is completely unreliable, and they should guarantee our freedoms while putting every single elderly person into solitary confinement in a concentration camp. It's simple common sense. The only one showing any political leadership with this is Democratic presidential candidate Bob the Sentient Trash Island, who has clearly said that mask wearing should be left up to individuals' discretion, which I think is pretty impressive, considering that he's in fact partly composed of thousands of used face masks. He stands up to his donors, Alice, and I respect that. Some other conspiracy highlights from around the world that have recently come to light. Turns out Eurovision isn't actually a music competition with any artistic value. It's a shitty facade to pinkwash Israel and continue selling ABBA merch. The palace letters between Australia's Governor-General Sir John Kerr and Buckingham Palace ahead of Kerr's dismissal of the Prime Minister Gough Whitlam back in 1975 were released this past week, confirming that everyone involved was being directed by the CIA and also confirming that Kerr was regularly sending dick pics to the Queen. Shocking stuff. We know that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, but thanks to some new information that has appeared in my brain, neither did Kurt Cobain, Marilyn Monroe, or Judas Iscariot. Who really killed Judas? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Jesus. That's right, Jesus is a murderer. That wasn't him up on that cross, that was a body double. Judas knew too much and he had to be silenced. And yes, I have a trilogy of books about this coming out very soon. Those are the latest conspiracy news highlights, Alice.
Well, thank you so much for your top story today. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. The letter today comes from somebody who signs themselves Erica, but is writing from a man's email address. It says, I have some questions for you. Questions are, one, what's your favourite colour and gemstone? Two, how can a fan such as myself send you a gift? Three, is there any way I could get an autographed picture of you without it costing me a lot of money? Four, what's your favourite flower and bra size? It's a joke about the latter half of that question, unless you want to share that info. End of letter. Thank you, Erica, if that is your real name, which it clearly isn't.
Did she write end of letter?
Yes.
That's a great way to sign off.
That is a great way
end
to sign
letter.
Off. End of
letter.
And the answers to your questions are, one, I don't play favourites with colours or gemstones. Two, a fan such as yourself cannot send me a gift because I'm never telling you my address. Three, there is no way you can get an autographed picture of me without it costing you a lot of money because it's not the 80s anymore. Question, what is my favourite flower and bra size? I refuse to disclose my bra size unless you're intimate enough with me that you could make a good grocer's guess.
Wow. All right. Asked and answered.
Asked
there you go.
And answered. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing up to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Please don't ask me my bra size. It's a bad look. I mean. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Tom Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
Why, yes. I have a podcast called Like I'm a 6-Year-Old, where I talk to people about politics and the state of the world. And people can find me on Twitter at Tom C. Ballard.
Brilliant work, Tom, as always. If you enjoyed Tom Ballard on this show, which I'm sure you did, you can go back and listen to him on episode 162 or 167. Brilliant work as ever. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells, Grace Laker, and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.